This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the U.S. economy is in trouble, and he's again laying out the case for moving ahead with his coronavirus relief package. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The government's latest jobs report shows hiring has stalled. Hundreds of thousands have left the labor force. And the president says a lot of folks are losing hope.
So I'm going to act. I'm going to act fast.
And alone, if need be. The president's increasingly calling out Republicans for pitching a relief bill far smaller than the $1.9 trillion he's seeking. He says that'll force Americans to wait too long for help, and it may end up being too late.
I'm going to help the American people who are hurting now.
Both the Senate and House have now taken the first steps toward approving the package with no GOP backing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Christopher Plummer, the dashing award-winning actor who played Captain Von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music and at 82 became the oldest Academy Award acting winner in history, has died. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Plummer was best known for playing Captain Von Trapp in 1965's The Sound of Music. But Plummer considered it a mediocre performance and was not a fan of The Sound of Music, even while filming it.
I kept reminding everybody all the time how gooey and sentimental and yucky it was.
In 2012, he made history at 82, becoming the oldest Oscar-winning actor at the 84th Academy Awards.
You're only 2 years older than me, darling. Where have you been all my life?
Plummer said after accepting the award,
I hope I can do it for another 10 years at least. So I'm going to drop dead wherever I am, on stage or on the set. We don't retire in our profession.
His manager says Christopher Plummer died at his home in Connecticut. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Russia's foreign ministry confirmed Friday it had expelled representatives of Germany, Sweden, and Poland over what it said were participation in illegal rallies in support of dissident leader Alexei Navalny last month. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the news came on the same day that Navalny appeared in court for the second time this week.
The politician, who was ordered earlier this week to serve 2 years and 8 months in prison, criticized the hearing as a disgusting PR trial intended by the Kremlin to disparage him. Navalny is being charged with defamation after he slammed people featured in a video promoting the constitutional reform that allowed an extension to President Vladimir Putin's rule as corrupt stooges and traitors. The authorities maintain that Navalny's comments denigrate the honour and dignity of a World War II veteran featured in the video. If convicted, Navalny faces a fine or community service. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong has unveiled controversial guidelines for schools in the Chinese-ruled city that include teaching students as young as 6 about colluding with foreign forces and subversion. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The educational video released by the Chinese government shows an owl wearing glasses and a graduation hat. Explaining Hong Kong's institutional architecture, its duties to Beijing, and the national security law imposed in June 2020 after the anti-government protests back in 2019. Children in primary school will also learn how to sing and respect China's national anthem and gain an understanding of the four main offences in the security law, including terrorism and secessionism. After the 2019 protests, in which many of the demonstrators were teenagers, Chinese leaders have turned to re-education in a bid to tame the city's youth and make them loyal citizens.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The White House says President Joe Biden is using the Defense Production Act to help bolster vaccine production, at-home coronavirus testing kits, and surgical gloves. At a news conference, White House COVID-19 Supply Coordinator Tim Manning said the administration is taking steps to boost domestic production of the critical supplies.
We're nearly 100% reliant on overseas manufacturers to export to us our country's surgical gloves that protect healthcare workers. And that's unacceptable, and we're using all of our authorities to fix it.
Manning also said the administration will help Pfizer clear a bottleneck around capabilities with vaccine production. He also said the United States is investing in 6 manufacturers to develop at-home and point-of-care tests for the coronavirus. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.